Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. On this week's episode, Monocle's Toronto Bureau Chief Thomas Lewis looks at Justin Trudeau's first year in office.
Canadians from all across this great country sent a clear message tonight. It's time for a change in this country, my friends. A real change.
Justin Trudeau's political honeymoon has been remarkably long. As poster boy prime ministers go, he set political pulses racing when he was elected by something of a surprise landslide in October last year, after the longest election campaign in Canadian political history had left many to believe that there would be a three-way split come election night. Trudeau's Liberal Party, the party of the centre ground in Canada, had been losing support slowly but steadily for almost a decade. But Trudeau bucked the trend and secured a majority government, the first Liberal government in Canada since 2006. So how has Justin Trudeau done during his first year in office?
Your cabinet, you said, looks a lot like Canada. I understand one of the priorities for you was to have a cabinet that was gender balanced. Why was that so important to you?
Because it's 2015.
It's fair to say that Justin Trudeau has had his fair share of PR triumphs during his first 12 months. From the announcement of his cabinet, which was among the most diverse of any new Canadian cabinets in recent memory, to being photographed with panda cubs at a Toronto zoo. Trudeau also became the first sitting Prime Minister in Canada to march in a gay pride parade and spearheaded the government's response to a damning report on abuses against Canada's First Nations communities.
The Government of Canada is committed to walking that path with Indigenous peoples in partnership and in friendship. In fact, that work has already begun.
But perhaps Trudeau's defining act during his first year in office was his government's response to those fleeing the chaos in the Middle East.
Tonight they step off the plane as refugees, but they walk out of this terminal as permanent residents of Canada.
To date, more than 25,000 people from Syria, Africa, and the wider Middle East have been resettled in Canada, a process that became remarkable in the public outpouring of support for the policy, from the Pacific West to the Maritimes, to the Canadian Midwest, even the country's Arctic North. Hundreds of Canadians welcomed those fleeing conflicts elsewhere wholeheartedly. But Justin Trudeau hasn't really faced the kind of political challenges many of his predecessors, including his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, faced during their first year as Canada's head of government. And there are several politically potent questions that will soon require answers from the Prime Minister. Canada's economy remains languid at best. Resuscitating that will be no mean feat. There are growing concerns, too, from some within First Nations communities that the good words expressed towards them have amounted to little action so far. The findings of a major report on the disappearance and murder of Indigenous Canadian women and Trudeau's government's response to it will be a significant test. But Trudeau's recent signing of a landmark free trade agreement with the European Union, which looked like it might stumble thanks to one corner of Belgium, will quite rightly put a spring in Trudeau's step as he marks 1 year in office.
This is a good thing for our economies, but it's also a good example to the world.
But being able to govern once the glow of the honeymoon is over will be a challenge for Trudeau as he enters his second year as Canada's 23rd Prime Minister.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Thomas Lewis for this week's episode. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.